Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease, 'tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He breaks the power of canceled sin, He sets the prisoner free, His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad, the honors of Thy name. To spread through all the earth abroad, the honors of Thy name. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son to die on Calvary's tree, from sin to set us free. Someday He's coming back, what glory that will be! Wonderful His love to us. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son to die on Calvary's tree, from sin to set me free. Someday He's coming back, what glory that will be! Wonderful His love to me. Things are different now, something happened to me when I gave my heart to Jesus. Things are different now, I was changed, it must be, when I gave my heart to Him. I love far more, have come to stay. Things are different now, I was changed on that day when I gave my heart to Him. Something good. All my life.
Reading from Micah chapter 5, beginning with verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace.
Reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 13, 24 through 37. But in those days following that distress, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows, or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone. Watch.
All right. Well, hey, everybody. It's always good to be with you again today, this weekend. As always, whenever, wherever, however you are listening. I want to give a special thanks to Mary and Brianna this morning for our scripture readings, and also to Dan Kamek for sharing music with us. And again, it is good to be with you on what begins today, Advent, Sunday, November 29, 2020. What is the first Sunday of Advent this year? Advent being the season leading us toward Christmas, toward the birth of Christ. Coming from the Latin Adventus, the translation of the Greek parousia, either way meaning the coming or the arrival. And what carries this idea, this concept of making an appearance? We can think about the coming of Christ, the birth of Christ, right? Making an appearance. More specifically and significantly, it can be translated simply as the presence. And what amounts then to this month-long focus, where we are both looking backward and looking forward. This season, this time that calls us to reflect, to think back on the birth of Jesus, his presence, right? For to us a child is born, Isaiah 9:6. To us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The Virgin, Isaiah 7:14, the Virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. God's presence with us. And not only looking back, we also look forward to his return, to his coming again, as we read in Paul's letter to Philippi, chapter 3:20. Right? Our citizenship is in heaven. Not so much a location, but a way of doing life, and we eagerly await a Savior from there. What is the fullness or the completion of that way of life, placing us in the midst of this tension, this idea that we are living what scholars call the time between the times, living in this space between the already and the not yet, meaning the heart of God, the way of Jesus, is already at work in our midst. That reality, it is here and now, has come in and through the birth and life and way of Jesus, and it is not yet. Right, this reality that is still all too often all too familiar, this reality of tragic sufferings and deep disappointments and aching hearts, a reality we have seen this year, really up close and personal. The prophet Micah, our first reading, he knew this reality very well, living in a time of great transition, a time when the world was rapidly changing, a time of political and economic instability. Exploitation of the vulnerable, the poor, the hungry, the helpless. There was inequality of wealth and power and influence, a lot like maybe our world today. And so Micah, he prophesies of these days that are coming, days of grief and loss and hardship and distress. But that from that darkness, from what we could say are the shadows of despair and disappointment and suffering, God will again, he says, turn all things upside right. And Micah, to those who could see no way out, he offers a way. He offers the people hope in the midst of their despair. He offers the hope of Messiah, a Davidic-like king who will rise up from the little insignificant town of Bethlehem to lead them from the desolation and despair and really into an experience of peace from the shadows and into an experience of hope. We can fast forward then some 800 years to the first century. Israel is now under Roman authority, now under Roman occupation, and Jesus, as we read just a bit ago, as Mary read for us, he is speaking to his disciples, and he shares with them that in the days to come, the temple will be destroyed, prophesied really since the days of Micah. The temple will be destroyed, and all kinds of persecution will happen. There will be wars, rumors of wars. And the disciples then ask, when will all this take place? How will we know? And Jesus, in what is called the Olivet Discourse, noting that they were on the Mount of Olives at this time, opposite from the temple, Jesus responds, saying, in essence, yes, there will be darkness, but about that time, no one knows the day or hour. And then he charges them, be on guard, right? Be alert, keep watch. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. Noting in the Greek, it is dreporeo, and it can be translated, be alive. Be alive, be on guard, be alert, keep watch, be alive. Well, fast forward again, some 2,000 years later, in the midst of today, right, of this day, in the midst of our own darkness, in the midst of our own struggles and sufferings, in the midst of our own racial tensions and unrest, in the midst of our own dis-ease. We, too, live in a world filled with all kinds of injustice and inequality, exploitation and discrimination, and all of the isms, right? All of the suffering and sorrow, the misuse and abuse. We know all too well, maybe especially right here and now, 2020, right? Grief and loss and heartache and distress and despair, all of the uncertainty. And all over, all around us, even in us, there is often a kind of hopelessness, every bit as significant as those in times past. As in Micah's day, we don't see a way out. As it was in the first century under the power of Roman oppression, we see walls and dead ends, and when will this end? When will this stop? Right? Somebody please help. Which is why now, as much as ever, I think we need Advent. Advent, writes Christina Cleveland, Advent is not about our best world. It's about our worst world. And in that, Advent then becomes our invitation to step into those places, those shadows, right, of deep disappointment and distress, those shadows of grief and sorrow and aching hearts. And in those places to proclaim the amazing hope that was and is and will be. As Jesus said then, he says now, right, be on guard, stay awake, be alert, keep watch. What I say to you, I say to everyone, be alive. Be alive to the activity of God right here and now in the midst of the pain and the suffering and the sorrow and the heartache and the injustice and the inequality. Right, Advent calls us to live into these moments, not to run from the darkness, but to take hold of things as they are, and then to look beyond, to see beyond the brokenness of our world, and to catch a glimpse of the world made right, God at work, our true hope. Not because we better look good and have it all figured out, but for just a moment we stop. We stop our chasing, we stop our running, we stop and breathe, and we consider and we sit with the shadows and invite God. And invite God with us into those spaces. Right? Hope from the shadows, a hope described by Paul in Romans 5 that comes as a result of suffering, which then produces endurance, which in turn develops character, and which finally results in hope. A hope that does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out for us in Christ Jesus. A kind of hope that is not detached from brokenness, the kind of hope that does not feel easy or unchallenged or unopposed, the kind of hope that really embraces suffering, a hope that says to the shadow, you do not have the last word. It is the kind of hope that is expressed as compassion and brings comfort, a hope that calls out all of the injustice and oppression. It is the kind of hope that stands firm, stands together, making it real to those who can no longer make meaning of their world. A hope that says there is a future that is coming and it's even here and now in our midst. Advent is a time to face the shadows of today, to watch, to be alert, to be alive, and to share the hope, that glimmer of light, hope from the shadows. Which leads me to ask, where in this season do you see shadows? Let's name them. Where in this season do you see shadows? Maybe it's a friend feeling the despair of unemployment. Maybe it's a neighbor who is scared about not only the future, but about their todays, Maybe it's a family member struggling with isolation. Maybe it's your own struggle. Maybe it's all the injustice, the isms of the world. Maybe it's the suffering, the distress and disappointment. Where do you see shadows? And then with that, how is God inviting you into the shadows? Maybe to sit with another in their pain. Maybe to sit with another in their pain. Maybe it's to listen to their ache. To listen to their ache. Maybe it's a phone call, maybe a note. Maybe it's a word of encouragement, maybe, right? Coming alongside in some way. Where do you see shadows? And then with that, how is God inviting you into the shadows? He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this season, this time to not only reflect on your birth, but also on your coming again. And in that space, the hope that we have in you, a hope that does not turn away from the dark places, a hope that does not turn away from the shadows, but a hope even from the shadows, a hope that we find in you. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.